Welcome to the Too Posh Podcast.
I'm Gabrielle. I am a former mafia princess and the owner of our Too Posh Boutique. And I'm here with my beautiful daughter, Marcella.
I'm Marcella. I am a dancer, choreographer, model, and the designer for Too Posh. And I cannot wait to talk to Whitley,
who is my son's adorable girlfriend.
Hi, I'm Whitley. I like to create things. I'm kind of a nerd. Kind of a nerd, and I like to make people smile.
What will they say next? You're listening to the Too Posh Podcast.
Anyways, everybody, welcome to our Too Posh Podcast.
Yeah.
Yes,
okay, yeah,
cool. We have been.
I've been recording audio the whole time.
Oh, fuck.
You should feel more relaxed.
Just
now.
Everybody leave your names and like your names and your addresses so I can put the checks in the mail with your payoff money.
Well, welcome everyone to our Too Posh Podcast episode 51 with our very, very special guest, Nima.
Hi, everybody in podcast land.
From the Spot Boutique in Plano, Texas. And my beautiful co-hosts, Marcella.
Hello.
And Whitley.
Hi.
And our amazing spider.
Hello.
And this is our Wednesday podcast. So we talk a little bit about what we have been up to this last week. And I know Whitley has something super exciting because she saw Cher yesterday in Mamma Mia, which she is a Cher freak.
The Cher. I got you, babe, Cher.
Yeah.
Oh, no,
yeah.
Shit.
I'm obsessed.
Whitley is obsessed to no end. Like, she cries every time we talk about Cher. I know. She starts crying.
What's the obsession?
I don't know. I love her. Okay. I saw her when I was 7. For the first time, and then the second time I entered a contest, a Sing Like Cher contest, and I won 4 tickets, and yeah, and I just love her. I have like a whole book of all of her costumes, and oh my goodness, I just love her.
I had Bill Murray in my store one time.
You really?
Did? Yeah.
Oh my gosh, you really did.
Yeah.
What did he buy?
A bunch of stuff.
Oh, wow.
He walked in and I was like, "You're Bill Murray." He goes, "Yeah, I'm Bill Murray." I was like, "Dude, I loved you in Ghostbusters and Caddyshack. You're the shit."
So he bought like lingerie or did he buy other stuff?
He bought everything.
Oh my God, that's amazing.
And it's in cash too, so I have no receipt of Bill Murray and also, other than that one picture.
Any other famous people?
Let's see. I've had Tommy Lee from Motley Crue in my store.
No, surprise, what surprise. Did he buy?
Yeah, he bought one of the $15,000 dildos.
What?
Oh yeah,
you have a $15,000 dildo.
Yeah, I have the most. Yeah, there's only 2 stores in the entire United States that have it. Me and a boutique in Las Vegas called Deja Vu.
Is it covered in diamonds?
Deja
no, it's
vu,
just solid gold.
Like
gold.
You can
literally.
Gold.
Yeah, you can.
Deja
literally,
Vu. That's the boutique we saw that we loved. Yeah. How yeah. It's decorated.
I've had Josh Howard from the Dallas Mavericks in my store. Oh. I'm probably Josh going to kill me for saying that.
What did he buy?
Josh likes smoke stuff. Like when I used to carry smoke supplies, Josh would come in and buy, you know, every
he
water.
He's a big pothead.
Yeah, everything weed related Josh would buy. But I mean, there was a couple of times he brought girls in to buy different things. He hasn't been in a long time though. I think he moved to Frisco. I've had Owen Wilson in my store.
No, that's not surprising. Yeah. We partied
How
with Owen
he?
Wilson at Sweet.
Huh?
How is he?
He was a nice dude.
Yeah.
He's
nice.
A lot more tame and a lot more normal than Bill Murray. Bill Murray was kind of a very like
psycho.
Antsy. No, no, he was very just antsy.
No one look at me. No.
Yeah.
That's funny.
Yeah. Well, I wonder if mostly famous people just order online.
I don't think so.
Oh, no. They like going in
they
the store.
They don't care.
Some people don't care. I mean,
why would you?
I remember Mark Wahlberg walked into a store and walked out with a bunch of stuff.
I love him.
Yeah, but why would you care? Like, it's not a big deal, even though everyone wants
well,
to make it
a big
deal.
Well, the Spot Boutique is a sex toy store and lingerie store mm-hmm. in Plano, Texas. And it's actually quite, like, it's large. There's so many things there. It's really, really nice. How long have you been open, Nemo?
6 years.
6 years?
Yeah.
You have had some interesting things going on over there.
Yeah.
I know.
What made you get into owning this store?
I used to be a professional drummer.
No way.
Yeah.
Yes.
I used to be a professional. Drum set. Yeah, I love drumming.
But yeah. You do this crazy, what oh is gosh. It? It's not hard. It's hard rock.
It's like heavy metal.
Heavy metal. Yeah. That's what it is.
I want to see videos.
Yes.
Yeah.
He is amazing.
Do you still drum?
Do I still drum?
Yeah.
Yeah, every day.
Oh, wow.
That's something that's never going to go away for me. Like, I've been playing since I was 8. I'm 34, so that's not going away.
Okay, that's fun.
But yeah, so I used to be a professional drummer. And
he had long hair and everything.
Yeah, long hair, makeup, the whole shebang. I was a total emo kid.
Wow.
And,
emo Nima.
Yeah. And at that time when, you know, while my band was still up and coming, the only places that would let me keep my appearance and let me leave and come back, you know, from tours and whatnot were sex shops. So, yeah, it was I remember I tried to get a job at Starbucks because I thought that would be cool. And they were like, well, you got to cut your hair and you can't wear makeup and the nose rings got to go. I was like, oh, fuck off. I'm not going to do this. and so I was working at these stores and I would just, you know, I would pay attention to things. Like I would, you know, see what people didn't like, what they liked about the stores, you know, what was wrong with it, why it didn't make any sense to me. And so when I got tired of playing professional drums and living on a bus with 12 other guys.
12 other guys?
Yeah, because like you got 6 people in your band, yeah. But you got tour managers, you know, regular managers.
What was your band called?
Slow Motion Red Lights.
And was it like, how often did you guys play? Like, were you touring
over? I would tour, basically, we would do 200 shows a year.
What?
All around the United States. And then you
did. For how long?
Wow.
I'd be gone for a good 10 months out of the year.
Oh my God. 200
shows. How many years?
I did that from 17 through 26. I actually had to graduate high school early so I could go on tour.
Wow.
Yeah, that's so cool. I didn't have senior year in high school. Like, I literally went from, you know, finishing sophomore year, summer school I finished junior year, summer school for senior year, and then I was out.
Gone.
Yeah, I was done.
That's awesome.
Wow. So I'm sure you saw a lot of crazy stuff on tour as well.
Yeah, I mean, you know, it's sort of like a get out of free jail card every day. I mean, nobody says no to you. And I mean, the bigger you get, like, obviously I wasn't on like a Kanye level or a Coldplay level. I'm sure for those guys, it's even more crazy. Like, they can literally get away with murder.
Did you have groupies?
Huh?
Did you have groupies?
No, I don't do that.
Oh.
That's not my gig.
Did the band have groupies?
Sure. Yeah. Every band does, and everybody wants to push the limit to see how much they can get away with. But because I'm terrified of diseases, I was like, thanks, but...
No.
Yeah.
Got it.
I'll sign your bra, but that's about it. Like, when we're getting on the bus, you'll be on the other side of that window.
That's... Okay, so I'm assuming that there's a lot of diseases. I just don't hear about it.
Sure.
Is that why you're fearful?
Yeah, of course. Yeah. Like what's Burt McCracken from The U's. Like, that guy's probably even invented some diseases. Like, like he's got one and then another one shows up and then they mutate and like there's a new
who is this?
Burt McCracken from The Used? He's just a punk rocker.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
That scares me.
Or like you become gay like the guy from Panic at the Disco.
What is that?
Oh, I liked another them band. Too.
Panic at the Disco? Yeah, Brendan was a good buddy back in the day. I haven't talked to him in a long time.
He became gay?
Yeah, he's like, now he's pansexual.
What is that?
Pansexual.
He likes having sex on pans.
I was like,
that's a new one.
Pansexuals where they don't see genders. Like, they can literally fall in love with a man or a woman. They don't see genders.
But isn't that bisexual?
I guess. I don't know.
Oh.
Okay.
I'm so lost with all the...
Me too.
With all this.
That's the thing, babies.
I just don't even try to keep up anymore. Like,
We saw a Facebook post video made that now people are going to start having they babies. Like, they bees, actually. They're calling they babies.
Okay. No.
So they're not a boy or girl. The baby can decide
later.
I know. I'm just as exhausted with all this.
Yeah, I'm like,
baby. You know what? I used to get so sad about getting older. Like, I remember when I turned 30, like, I just had like a meltdown. Like, now I can't be dumb anymore. Like,
same.
It's just gonna be like, I.
She
like,
had a now, meltdown.
Yeah,
at
I'm 30? Gonna. I have to be like legit, like serious about my life. Like, I can't be like, oh fuck it. Like, you know, I'm young. I got time. But I will say this: like, I'm so happy. Like, I won't be around. Like. Unlike, you know, like these kids that are just growing up now that are like 12, 13, I'm so glad I will be dead like before they will, just because like it's the world's going to be like Idiocracy.
I know.
If you've ever seen that movie, I think I told you guys to watch that a while ago.
Idiocracy?
It's like a documentary.
Have you seen it, Spider?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
I'm putting
That's
it in
one
my
of
notes.
My favorites.
I know.
That movie's hilarious.
It. Really?
It's, when it came out, it was just the most ridiculous shit you could think of. And it's
happening.
It's happening.
Can you find it on Netflix?
Yeah.
Are you serious?
Yeah, I'm putting it in my notes.
Idiocracy. That's what it's called. I'm watching it
down too.
Idiocracy.
Even though we're living it, I'll watch it.
It's so true. Like, it is like so true.
I watched it the night.
Every
got
year, every really? Passing year, we get so much. I'm like, that just happened. That's happening right now. Like,
It's just crazy.
I remember, Spider, one part in the movie where they were like, they couldn't get their crops to grow because they were watering with Gatorade instead of regular water. They were watering their lawns with Gatorade.
I can't remember the name of that drink.
Electrolytes. It's called electrolytes.
Oh my God.
Wow.
I think I'm being scared to watch
it. No, seriously, they had this one. I remember this too. I just remembered this. They had this one part in the movie where everything was automated. So you'd walk up to this, you'd walk up to this kiosk and you'd order your drink and it would just come out. And then Starbucks was like a horror house.
Oh man!
Watch it. You'll dig it.
I put it in my phone, so I'll be definitely.
We should all watch it.
I'm gonna be on top of you guys. Yeah. I'm gonna text you.
Have you watched it?
Did you watch it?
Yeah.
Wow. Well, tell us a little bit. How did you grow up? Where did you grow up? Where are you from? Tell us a little bit background about you.
Okay. Well, I was born in Iran. We moved here when I was a year old. What else you guys want to know, Shay?
No, just are you an only child?
No, I have a sister. Okay. I have one blood sister and one stepsister. We don't talk about her because I don't like her. my parents are divorced. My mom's remarried. My dad's not. Mm-hmm. Pretty much my entire family's in the medical field with the exception of me.
You're kind of in the medical
kind
field.
Kind of.
Yeah. I mean,
I'm a sexologist.
Right. It's super important.
Well,
right.
We had Miss Polly on and she was, she's like our second or third episode and she was a professional dominatrix. So she had to tell us she really has to know a lot of safety stuff about the anatomy of male and female.
Okay, well, I don't know anything about
it. Nima's he doesn't care. He just sells all this stuff.
This is going to be good.
No, I mean, one thing I've done with my shop is I've tried to keep it more high-end because there's so many low-end shops in town.
Right.
They're doing their thing. I'm not talking shit about them, but I try to keep my place more classy and clean and... It's just a different vibe. So
it's very beautiful.
Yeah, my staff is all about educating people rather than more like smut peddling. So
right.
I joke about not knowing anything, but I know stuff, but they just know more than I do.
Right. No, but your story is very, very beautiful.
Well,
very,
thank you.
Very high end.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, when you guys put your swimsuits in the window, people were coming in all the time and I mean, we sold out in like a week.
I remember what that looked like.
It was cool. Pretty. We decorated his window with all those amazing swimsuits.
Yeah.
And that was fun. We got to see you more. Then I still at the dance
studio. We need
studio.
To get you guys in the window for a weekend.
Let's
like
do
as live
it.
Mannequins.
Yeah.
Live.
Fun. Marketing ideas, I'm telling you.
Didn't you do something like that before? Like you had someone you got in trouble with?
Yeah,
like,
I did.
What did you do?
On not this past election, but the election before that when it was, I think it was, who was it? It was Kerry versus Obama. Was that what it was?
Obama and McCain.
McCain, was that who it was?
Yeah.
Round two?
Can't remember.
Well, not Obama 1, but Obama 2, the second time around. Mm-hmm. I put a girl named Cassie Sterling outside on Preston and George Bush, and she was one of those, one of the first people in Dallas to do that whole stripper pole.
I did know about this.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And so I had a sign made that said polling station, but instead of it being P-O-L-L-I-N-G, it was P-O-L-E-I-N-G. And the background of it was all red, white, and blue, like all patriotic. And I had Cassie out there just doing all these stunts on this mobile pole at 3 o'clock in the afternoon. And if anybody knows that intersection of Preston and George Bush, it's dead stop.
So I had
people out there literally just dead stop, turning off their cars, getting out, taking pictures of her with their phones and videos. And I guess people started calling the police because they, stuff happened. And all of a sudden I had Dallas police in my, because I'm on the border of Plano and Dallas.
Oh my God.
So I had Dallas police out there and, Plano police, and they're like, who did this? I'm like, I have no idea, but this is a travesty. get this woman off my, and I had just opened, so I hadn't caused too much noise yet. But I was like, yeah, get her the fuck out of here. What is she doing? This is interrupting our thing. But I mean, it brought a lot, because I had every news station out there too.
They showed this on the news?
Oh, yeah.
Oh, wow.
I had CBS, all the locals.
Hilarious.
Yeah. Everybody came out there. But
so
I mean,
much
it worked.
Attention.
Yeah,
it's
it
good
worked.
Start.
Yeah.
The live mannequin thing, Mac does that all the time. The live, models.
In the window.
Walk around. I mean, it's a pretty cool idea.
Well, I got a lot, in the part of town that I'm in, I get a lot of people who have nothing to do. I've had, police come call me. We got to come look at your window display. I'm like, what for? Even though I have nothing dirty in my window, one time I, just for shits and giggles, I took one of the wigs and I stuck it in the girl's crotch. So, I was, trying to do this 1970s thing. And, the police came and yeah, well, I'm like, dude, it's just a wig. It doesn't mean anything. And he was like, no, well, you got to take it out, or, you know, I'll do like some type of risky window display. Like right now I carry that brand of pearl thongs from Paris called Broccoli. Uh-huh. Well, I got one of their displays in my window where, like, this woman, you can't see any anatomical parts, but, like, you can see the pearl going down her, you know, down her crotch. And they're giving me shit about that. I'm like, whatever, man. Call my attorney. Just because people in my neighborhood have nothing better to do. That's it.
A pearl thong?
Yeah.
Causes drama?
Yeah. Well, wow. We do live in Texas.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, we know.
Yeah, we know. We get in trouble. We get in trouble all the time.
He's getting in trouble all the time.
So... I want to start just a little bit with our weekend, too. Mm-hmm. Like, we had a pop-up shop at the Statler Waterproof Hotel, and...
Was anything in there waterproof?
No.
I hear there's a lot of floating devices there.
Are you talking about fake boobs?
Yeah.
Okay. Oh, it's like there is? I know, I was like...
Well, I know that on Saturday, it was an... I mean, 80% guys, I feel like
it was sold out. Definitely a sausage fest.
The pool was full of guys. Of men. I mean, it was unbelievable.
We're like, where are all the girls?
Yeah. It was kind of like, oh, I wouldn't go in that pool.
It was too hot anyway.
It was so hot. Oh, my gosh.
That's what we were afraid of. But and the pool is really smaller. So they need a
It's smaller than the Nilo pool?
No.
It's bigger?
Yeah, it's bigger than that. But
yeah.
The view, you can't beat it. It is absolutely beautiful. And
it's better than the Nilo?
Yeah.
Yes, okay. It is gorgeous. I mean, the whole setup's
great.
Unbelievable.
Yeah.
But then we had one very interesting story that I wanted to share that was so funny to me, because we had some friends come up and hang out with us, which anyone come up and hang out with us. We have fun. And there was this new guy we had never met before. He was from a different town. And he comes up and all of a sudden his ex-girlfriend is there. He had no idea. So she comes
That's
up.
That's bullshit.
No, you really can't.
He's been tracking her on Instagram and where she's been checking in. And he's like, oh, you're here too?
That could be.
Yeah.
This is a big city. There's no way. There's a lot of places to go. He's tracking her. There's no way.
Could be.
Twice Instagrammed it. You can find everyone.
But the funny thing was, everyone was talking about this girl because she had the most humongous butt. And she had this bikini
big
on.
Ass.
That, like,
big ol' ass. Like tiny waist, big. Like, she had a big butt, and I was like, oh,
a donk, okay. A donk.
Was it an implant butt?
No, why I asked him, because I was like, damn, that's a big ol' ass. And she walked by, and he was like, that's my ex-girlfriend. I was like, is it real? And he was like, yeah, it's real.
Patrick said her butt was eating her bathing suit. All the
way up there.
Hey, there's some people that
just
go to the gym just to do squats.
Yeah,
I mean, 500 squats 7 days a week, you're going to get somewhere.
Yeah.
Well, anyways, it was really funny, because next thing I know, those two were making out. I thought it was the ex-girlfriend. She was like hanging all over him, like picking up her butt, slapping it. It was like crazy.
Maybe they were swingers.
It was a rap video.
I don't know.
Sure.
It was, it was pretty unbelievable.
I think after a certain time, like, it turns into like
a shit show.
Interesting.
Yeah. It's fun. People.
Well, it's
watching.
The new play. So with all due respect to you, Uptown socialites, like, you guys are sheep. So you gotta go where the new place is.
I was going to talk to you about your view on the downtown Dallas thing and the $30,000 millionaires. Mm-hmm. How do you feel about this?
Just be you. Like, you know, you don't have to impress anybody. Just you don't have to lie to hang. You know what I mean?
That's
just,
true.
Just be you. And, you know, if people like you, cool. And if they don't, cool. You know, you don't have to live in an apartment with your bills paid, you know, set up, and then drive around in a $100,000 car. You're not going to make it anywhere in life. Like, you know.
Do you feel like there's a lot of them in Dallas?
Sure.
Yeah. More than normal places?
Yeah. I mean, again, with all due respect to them, you want to live that way, that's cool. I just don't, I don't like that. It bothers me. Like, I want to give you like financial advice and tell you how to invest your money.
Not you on know. Bottles.
Yeah. Not on bottles. Like,
yeah. Right.
I think you're smart.
Yeah.
Well, the key to life is not how much money you make. It's how much money you keep.
That's
you know,
true.
Like how much, like what you make in your paycheck means nothing. It's being smart with your money and how much of it you're actually saving. Like, everybody can get rich, just live below your means.
Right.
You know what I mean?
Very, very smart.
Yeah. I need that advice.
Yeah, just live below your means. I mean, if you can't afford a $700 pair of shoes, don't worry about it. Just wear what you can and, you know, keep them clean. As long as you show up and you're halfway decent and you don't smell like a bag of shit, you're cool. Like, there's somebody that's going to want to hang out with you.
It's a great quote.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. We make quotes.
Hey, do it.
So what I did is I brought, like, years ago, Marcella and I did home parties with sex toys and all that kind of stuff. So what happened was we did such a great job that people started hiring us, and it became more entertainment than anything else. So they were like, oh, come back again. We had so much fun.
And yeah, no one wanted us to play instead of
because we had the great setup and it was really fun. And
well,
so
yeah, you guys always do everything like super chic. When I'm doing something like, and now it's like, you know, what would these two do? Like, what would Tupac do? I'm getting a bracelet, right?
Yeah. So WWTPD.
Yeah.
Sounds dirty. Like,
that sounds really dirty.
Perfect.
I'll look that up on an Urban Dictionary.
Oh my God. So, but it started, and so we stopped it, but we had a lot of fun, and I have this little book that I brought. It's like Home Party Essentials and how we did this, and I'm going to start with it because I was actually always in charge of just doing the lotions and
potions. That's what they call them, lotions and potions.
And then when it got like to another page, I was like,
her voice would get really low, and then everybody in the room
just like it did right now.
Yeah. They'd be like, we can't hear you. And I was like, Mom, speak up. And she's like, the people in the back, because everyone starts.
Isn't that kind of weird when you're like, Mom, speak up? And like, you're like, what the fuck?
So Mom, then, just talk about the penis.
Yeah. So then I think like I just grabbed
club. It's like going to a strip club and like, oh, that girl's cute. Oh, my daughter, you want to meet her? It's like, whoa. What the fuck? It's like, all right. Well, although I did do that when I was in my teens. I did. I went through a whole family. And this is so fucked up.
Like, what did you do?
When I was in eighth grade, I dated one girl who was in my class. And then I moved to her sister. And then I moved to the mom.
Oh!
At like 14. Yeah. And then
Nima.
Like, yeah.
You dated the mom?
Yeah. Yeah.
Good for you.
I mean, fuck. It was, those were different times. That was like the, you know, mid to late 90s. Like, I did something huge. You know what I mean? It's not like now where you turn on the TV and like every kid's like done their algebra teacher or something.
Oh, yeah.
It's like, where the hell were those teachers when I was a kid?
That's what everybody says.
Dude, I would have made so much better grades.
Every kid has done their algebra teacher.
Yeah.
Oh, wow. Well, and we always laugh because we say it's because my mom is European, because we're just so very open and used to. We don't really hide anything. So I just like started grabbing, because I used to date someone who worked at Condom Sense. So when I would visit him at work, I got really interested in everything that was going on. And I was like, well, what does this do? And what does this do? Fast forward to then.
You had a trunk full of shit.
No. Then fast forward to when we did these parties, I was like, oh my God, give me the anal beads. I'll talk about it.
Right.
And so she would get nervous.
No, but like what you guys have done, like in all seriousness, like that's super cool. Cause like, I think if more parents would like bring their kids in and like actually just like be cool with them and talk with them and, you know, tell them like, hey, you want to, like, you're 14, you want to drink a beer, here, have a beer.
Mm-hmm.
You know,
always,
if you
want to
smoke
that.
A cigarette, go. Like, I don't think it's cool, but, you know, here, have it, you know.
Yeah.
If you take the mystery out of it and the cool factor away from it, oh, that we're doing this behind our parents' back, like half these kids that are getting fucked up wouldn't be fucked up.
We say that all the time.
We say it all the time. You know. Mm-hmm. I think that whole 21 to drink here is so crazy. I mean, you can do everything else. You can go to war, but
well, I mean, like this, like, you know, when I was 15, I was like, Dad, I want a beer. My dad's like, here, have a beer. And I sat there and drank like a six pack with my dad, and I threw up like everybody does, because I don't know what I'm doing. And after that, I didn't care anymore. So like, I don't have an alcohol problem like most people do, because like they've been hiding it from their parents, and you know, their parents aren't teaching them how to partake in these things.
But even like the sex stuff, like there's a lot of parents who are like, oh my gosh, it's like you're like the devil, like. But you should be open with them. That's how you get teen pregnancy.
Yeah, like
if you
take the cool, like the mystery and the cool fact, you know, like the whole like I'm hiding it so this is extra cool or whatever. Mm-hmm. If you take that away, then there's no problems.
Right. Yeah,
because they'll tell you everything.
Right.
Yeah, I mean, so that's how this started.
So that's how this started, and then we would set up. And so I thought we'll go through some of these things that were like really great sellers for us, and some of it is really funny, like the.
Some of this stuff doesn't even exist anymore.
It's old. But
he's like none of this, actually.
The glow in the dark bubbles, well, I mean, they fly off the shelves. I'm telling you, it is insane. Do you carry those? You should carry them.
The glow in the dark bubbles?
Yes.
I don't get clientele for it.
Love them. They love them with us. They're always sold.
I would buy that.
And then that little vibrating sponge pulsal bath, that was cool. The Kama Sutra Treasures of the Sea.
Kama Sutra is still a big seller. They have a whole display in my store.
You do?
Mm-hmm.
I love these.
It
makes
you have
them. It makes your like you feel like you're in the ocean, I guess, makes you when you take a bath, and it's all these pheromones and stuff like that. That gel and bath, is that still around?
What is?
The gel and bath.
What's the gel and bath?
It is the weirdest thing. It's like a bunch of Orbeez. Like you.
Oh, no, I've never seen this.
So weird.
I've never seen. I just actually got back from the show from Los Angeles last week. Yeah.
So what are like the new, I want to know like what is like the biggest thing, like the most that you sell, like, I don't know, what's the most popular?
It's different things because, I mean, everybody's got different needs. Right. You know, like I'll get, you know, people who are flight attendants. Well, they need something very compact and very discreet that even though they don't get their bags checked, you know, that they can move around with them. Or they've got kids at home and they're worried about their kids going through their shit. And they're like, I don't want my kids to find this.
Yeah.
Everybody's got different things. But
so
I mean,
what is it? What do you give them?
Well, I mean, again, like these are like questions you got to like, you sort of like, they come in and they say, I want a vibrator. It's like, okay, well, you got to sort of narrow it down for them.
Right.
Like, this is what I'm looking for. Or, like, what have you had before? They're like, oh, I've had this. Well, what'd you like about it? What'd you hate about it? But I mean, the clitoral bullets, I mean, those things are always big sellers because people can always use those as couples together too.
Right.
You
get a lot of couples?
Oh yeah. Most of my, 95% of my people are couples because I'm not a creepy store.
Right.
But,
you know, I get like the creeper guys come in and they do one big circle and out the door they go and they never come back because I don't sell DVDs.
They're mostly on Northwest Highway.
Yeah.
I have been there when this happens.
Yeah. I don't have a lot of people that come in that are weirdos. Like it's usually like single women, you know, couples or higher end people like doctors, lawyers coming in to buy stuff for their wives and stuff like that.
But that's cool, though.
I get a lot of people from Island Park, so they drive all the way from Northwest Highway.
They drive past it.
Yeah, they drive past Northwest Highway to get to me.
Yeah.
You have a lot of Plano housewives, too.
Yeah, I do.
Yeah.
Thank you for paying my mortgage, Plano housewives.
But, like, I always wonder if, like, the people that we see sometimes, like, the most stuck-up people, like, when they come in there, if they're, like, act, like, weird, or do you have, like, people who act funny in your store, or they're just really open?
Yeah. No, they just, those types of, like, the, what do you mean, they act weird?
Like, too, like, for what we do, we would get a lot of women who, like, would look down, like, on what we're doing, but at the same time be like, I feel like I really need to bring you a goodie bag. Like, you'd be in a better mood, like, if I brought you
one. Well, in you guys' case, it's different because it's more of a jealousy factor for them, I would think.
Yeah.
Just because they see, like, you know, two women, you know, actually going for it instead of just talking about it.
True.
So, you know, and you guys are like, you guys are street. You guys are hustlers. Like anywhere they'll let you set up, you know, to do this, to you'll do it.
Yeah.
Well, no, I'm serious. Yeah, I'm not saying it in a rude way.
No, I know.
Like, I think just, that's
you guys
dope.
Are street.
You guys are street. That's a street thing.
Yeah.
It's like selling mixtapes out of your trunk.
Yeah. Yeah.
You know?
Yeah. Here, buy this.
Before Pure Volume and MySpace and iTunes, like people would like literally hustle tapes out of the back of their cars.
Yeah, that's true.
Right. But anywhere, you know, they'll give you guys a forum or like a, you know, a place for you guys to do it, you guys will do it.
Yes. Right.
And a lot of women are always talking shit about, I mean, people, not just women, but like they talk shit like, I want to do this. Like, you know, I want to open up this. Okay, cool. Like, I'll get around to it. And, you know, before they know it, a decade's gone by. Well, now you're too old to do it. Or now, like, life's taken over and you don't have it.
Right.
You know, so it's cool.
That is true.
So I think when people look down on you guys, it's about either they can't afford it, so they're just pissed off, or they're just pissed off because they couldn't, you know, they see somebody that's going for it.
Right. That makes sense. Yeah.
I mean, hell, to be successful, all you have to do is just show. I mean, I was telling this to my cousin the other day. You don't have to be super smart to be successful. You just have to show up every day.
Yeah.
And
true.
learn. Like, you're always learning something. Like, you're learning from your mistakes. Like, oh, I tried this. Well, why the fuck would I try it again? The exact same way I did it and it didn't work. So I,
true.
You know, you go back to the drawing board, you tweak it a little bit, you come back. Maybe it'll work. Maybe it doesn't, you know?
Yeah.
And that's just the way it rolls.
We've failed a lot.
Well,
wait, that's why we don't do the dance studio
here,
anymore.
I'll give you another thing that I really like to say all the time.
Okay. Mm-hmm.
You don't have to be right every time. You only have to be right one time.
Mm-hmm. That's true. But I guess it's finding when you get right one time. Eventually.
I mean, you guys have had a lot of success with the dance stuff. I mean, why would you say you fail? I mean, everybody fails a lot. You can't be successful without failing.
That's true.
If you're successful without failing, then you've just won the lotto. Then in 6 months, you're going to be broke like the lotto winners.
That's true.
So, you know, when you fail, you learn to protect your stuff a little bit better.
Yeah, that is actually really
true. Hey, you should be a motivational speaker. No,
it's not about motivational speaking. It's just the way you think. Like, if you change the way you... If you change the way you think, the things around you will change. Like,
right,
I don't
look,
like you guys know, I don't let a lot of people around me because I'm not looking for, you know, moochers or,
No, you have
just crap around me. Yeah. You know, like I surround myself with positive people that are doing stuff because they say you become like the five people you hang out with
closest,
the most.
Yes.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So, true. You know,
that is so smart. And look how successful you are. So your store actually, I mean, is doing unbelievable. And you said you are open and you have another one opening because you.
Well, I franchised it.
Franchised. Yeah. I couldn't think of the word. Yeah.
So you don't own a franchise. You own the whole thing.
That's I own the whole thing. Okay. Like I started this whole thing and now I'm selling franchises to people. Awesome. I got one store coming in San Diego and I got one more coming in Dallas, Fort Worth somewhere when they find a location. If they find a location. They're not really motivated. Oh. They just had extra money and just gave it to me.
Oh, nice.
That's really awesome.
That's always nice.
Yeah.
And then you were thinking about opening a med spa.
Yeah, we're working on doing that too. I'm gonna do a low T center, a weight loss thing, and a hair restoration thing, along with the whole Botox and laser hair removal, all in one.
I just saw something so interesting today about the hair transplant thing. They have something, and I can't remember what it's called, but where they do micro fine tattoos on your scalp and makes it look like.
Yeah, that's been around for a long time. That's been around for a long time.
Has it really?
Yeah. Just like hair transplants. Amazing. Yeah, just like hair transplants have been around since I want to say since the 80s, but
they've gotten a lot better. You can't even tell now, like when people get it done. Like no, you know how you used to like hair plugs or whatever.
Yeah,
you're like,
see,
oh,
yeah.
That's
right.
Terrible.
Yeah,
but now
it's crazy how many people suffer. It's just not men. Like women, it's crazy once you like get into it. You see a lot of women that suffer from hair loss,
and that's really devastating.
Yeah, I mean, well, it's just a part of, you know, changing hormones and getting older, and that's what it is. Nobody wants to lose their shit.
No, thank you.
No, yeah. No one wants to lose their shit.
I mean, everybody's hair thins as they get older anyway.
Yeah, it really does.
Thank God for extensions.
Those are horrible for you, by the way.
Why?
Of course, Zoya's going to kill me for saying that. But
why are they?
Because
horrible?
Like they're pulling on your hair the whole time.
Oh, yeah.
So it's pulling your hair out of the root anyway. So that's horrible. You shouldn't be. I don't know. I've never had extensions, so I couldn't tell you.
Well, you have great hair, so you don't need it.
Yeah.
Thanks.
So there you go. You should grow your hair out again.
Long? Oh, no. Yeah. I don't want to deal with that shit.
It's too hot here.
It's too hot and my hair is too thick. So like even like the pictures when you see like that's heavily razored out. Like they
really?
Would.
Really? Oh, like thinning it out?
Yeah, they would thin it out. Yeah.
Oh, wow. That's crazy.
Even though I'm Persian, I've got that fucking Armenian hair where it's just like.
Girls would kill for that.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. And you can have a man bun.
No, I'm not doing that. Yeah, the whole beard thing, that pisses me off too. I don't know why a lot of this stuff just pisses. I guess pissing me off is kind of a bad word for it. Like, it just aggravates me. Like, this whole beard thing, like,
man,
that's gross. Like, get rid of it. I don't care who you are. Like, just get rid of it.
Like, the long ones?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Mine used to be the crazy one, like, 5 years ago. They're like, man, oh, that's nice.
Let me see yours.
Not that big.
No, yours is all right. Like, you've got yours.
Now, though.
No, you've got yours tamed. I'm talking about these people that want to live in like 1890.
Yeah, they look like cavemen.
They don't want to wear deodorant. It's like, listen, motherfucker, I got to sit next to you on a plane. Like, I'm going to spray you with some Axe.
Like Duck Dynasty.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's like down to like their chest.
Oh.
Yeah. No,
that is gross.
And the thing is, they're not even taking care of it. Like, they don't wash it. Like,
you're supposed to condition it.
Yeah, like you're supposed to take care of it. Like, you know, something. At least wash it.
Yeah, I bet it smells if you.
They
don't.
Put glitter. In
I mean,
it
I grow mustaches and shit like that, but I'm always combing it and trimming it and oiling it and all types of stuff. I keep it. You know, I jack with it. Yeah, once a day, twice a day, I'm messing with it. But it's like, you know, when you got a fucking vagina on your fucking face.
I hope no one's trying to look like that.
It looks like a 1970s bush. That's what it looks like.
Jungle bush.
Yeah.
The cops should go to them.
I bet you 1 out of 10 people I could go up and if I started parting their beard. No, like a little bird would come out of it.
Ew.
Like a little bird. Like, oh, that's a cardinal.
I have a vision. I can envision it also.
Mm-hmm. Yikes.
Wow.
That's another problem with Uptown. Like, if one person does something and it catches on, it's wildfire. Like, all of a sudden, like, somebody who never had a tattoo in his life, like, somebody, they see somebody's got, like, a tattoo.
Yeah.
Now everybody's got 2 full sleeves worth of tattoos. And you ask him, like, hey, what's that about? Oh, no, that's the guy just put it on me. He's like, well, what are you going to do, like, when that's not cool anymore? Like, it's like those tribal tattoos. Like, those tribal bands. It's like, you're not from Hawaii. Like, you're not.
Or the tramp stamp. Remember, everyone was getting that.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. I knew guys who had tramp stamps.
I did too.
Yeah. What? That was really
embarrassing.
Awkward.
That's really awkward. Like now, I think it's funny with Kylie Jenner and the lip situation.
What's the lip situation?
Well, Kylie Jenner is saying she removed her filler, so now her lips aren't massive, which she actually looks really, really good. They're so not all gone, obviously. They're like perfect.
How do you remove
now?
Filler? Like, what do you do? Just like
dissolve?
There's
them?
A dissolving.
Yes. Oh, I thought like you'd have to poke a hole in it and just let it like right? Drain yeah. out. Right. Like drain it out in a bucket.
Like an inner tube.
Like an oil pan, you know what I mean?
Yep.
Like
wow. But now they had like a meme going around of like these big lips, and they're like all the girls now after Kylie Jenner said she removed her lip filler, because now you're like, well, what are they gonna do? Everyone's gonna we said like when that's not in style anymore, like all these girls with these
again
like,
that's why I keep on saying just be you, like if you've got small boobs, have small boobs. If you're a short dude, you know, I'm only 5'9", if I, you know, do I wish I was 6 foot? Sure. You know, does the guy who wishes, who's 6 foot, wishes he was 5'9"? Probably, maybe, I don't know, but just be you. Like, right. You know, I remember when it was cool to have like double D, like fake boobs. Uh-huh. Now that's not the in-style thing. No. Everybody
just
wants
about that too.
But yeah, everybody wants that European, like, mm-hmm. you know, I'm full, but I'm not huge look. Well, mm-hmm. what are you going to do? Like, you basically just got to take a box cutter and just cut your boob out and hope something happens. Yeah.
He's sticking needles into lips to drain them out. Yeah. Box cutter to the boobs. I mean, it all changes though.
How many $10,000 are you going to give a doctor to put them in, take them out, put them in, take them out? It's like, well, how are you going to get rid of it? You got to go back there.
Those dissolve things though, they are expensive too. And yeah, they're very painful. Yeah.
Just be you.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah. True.
Look, everybody's got something they don't like about themselves. Like, there's nobody out there. And if anybody says, oh, yeah, like, I dig everything about myself, they're full of shit. Like, they're just running game.
But you know what I always say and compare it to? Like, a lot of it is an American problem. Because when you look at Miss Universe competition, actually, all these girls from all these other countries, they don't follow that trend. They don't have those stupid lips.
Have you been
lips.
To Paris? Those girls don't even shave their armpits.
I think now they do. I think
it depends on where you go. I just got back from Monte Carlo like about 6 months ago. And
no,
I went
still no shaving?
No.
What?
Yeah.
Oh, wow. Okay.
Well. Same thing. I was like, okay, cool.
I don't. I could not do that. But
no. Yeah.
Yeah, but it's just a cultural thing for them. Of course. You know what I mean?
But that's why, too, we've said a lot of the times with like nudity in Austria, like in magazines, like seeing a topless woman is not like crazy. Like they don't wear a lot of clothes sometimes. Like it's just normal for them to be topless. And here, like God forbid,
you have to edit out the nipple all the time. I'm like,
you know what I'm scared about?
Huh?
We moved to America in 1984. I was a year old from Iran. When Iran went to hell, everybody bolted. So we get here, and now I just watch TV or I'm reading news, like, and I read, you know, both sides of it. So I'm just not getting my news. I'm not just getting fake news or real news or whatever. It's like, shit, I'm thinking, okay, like, this place is going to hell in a handbasket with everybody being so offended about this or me too that or, you know, I've been harassed. This guy touched me. That girl, that girl grabbed my wiener or whatever. It's like, fuck, like, this country's becoming a bunch of pussies. Like, where the fuck am I going to move? Like, I left one country because, like, it imploded on itself. And then I come here, and now this place is imploding on itself. Like, where the fuck am I going? So I'm just looking at the globe. I'm like, where am I going?
Spin it, and then just...
Well, let us know where you're going.
Yeah. I'm going to Antarctica. I'm going to Antarctica.
Yeah, the offended about by everything thing drives me nuts.
It's like, listen, if you don't like something... I don't like rap music. I don't listen to it because I can't relate to it. I don't know anything about pimping hoes. I don't know anything about selling drugs. Know? I never busted a gat at anybody. You know, I don't know anything about it. I don't listen to it. Country music, same thing. I can't relate to it. I don't listen to it. You know, if you don't like something, don't read it. Don't look at it. You know,
I agree.
You know, I don't agree that guys should be going around, you know, just, you know, doing whatever they want to women. But at the same time, it's like, listen, like if you're walking around in a nightclub, like and you're half naked, people are going to come up to you. Like, I'm not saying they're asking for it or anything like that, but
they're going to talk to you.
You're looking for the attention.
Right.
Like,
right.
Otherwise, you wouldn't do it. Right?
True. And you should have, I mean, the whole thing is if that's what you want guys to approach you, that's fine. If
don't
you
get mad,
that,
yeah.
Don't get mad about the being approached. Obviously, you shouldn't be raped, but you should still be able to be approached.
Yeah, don't get mad and be like, all these guys are creeping on me. Well, I mean, you're walking, like everybody here is wearing like night, you know, like an evening dress and tuxedos, and you just showed up in a fucking saran wrap dress. Like, right. They're gonna look at you and they're gonna point at you.
Well, that's why I said, I remember I said it in the past. I was like, I feel bad for guys now because they can't even say a woman like, you look nice, and she's like, oh my god,
yeah. Right.
Don't sexually harass.
Right.
You're like, okay, it's really, really crazy.
Yeah. I mean, I understand where, well, you know, I understand where a lot of the women come from too, because there's a lot of assholes, you know, mm-hmm. on social media who, you know, they post something, like they post a picture, and somebody will, you know, write some nasty comment on there, or, you know, send them some wiener pic on the thing, like
all the time.
I just delete it. And yeah.
You can't do
them.
That to people, because I mean, you know, think if guys are doing that, like, you got mothers and sisters, probably you don't want people doing that to your mom. You'd be pissed. So don't do that to other people's kids and sisters and daughters and
yeah, right, everybody.
You know.
I just immediately block the dick pics.
Yeah, I mean, you can approach,
like,
a woman.
Why do you do that
and
anyways?
Have some class, you know what
I'm
I mean?
I'm so confused. Why is that a thing?
Everybody needs to watch some 1950s like love stories.
Yeah.
Like, go watch Gone with the Wind. and take some notes from that.
I mean, I'm
they
like,
don't
who
give
wants
a damn.
To, yeah. I mean, who wants to, like, first of all, I'm always picturing the whole process. I'm like, so you got undressed.
A dick pics?
Yeah, I actually do. I'm like, so you.
I wonder if they powder them.
Powder them?
Yeah.
Powder your nose?
Yeah.
Yeah, who knows what they do? I mean, you have to think they are thinking about, okay, I'm now going to get undressed.
I don't think they think about it like that.
I don't think it works that way.
No,
I just think they're just
work?
Like, boom.
Yeah, I think.
I think it's like the whole thing's from start to finish
instant.
Is like 10 seconds.
Yeah.
Mine are well thought out.
Really?
But they're all jokes.
Hey, do you ever like do, like, when you Snapchat them, like, do you ever put like the little
wig,
ears on them? No, yeah. Like the little doggy ears on them?
Dress it up, man. No. I don't use Snapchat. But yeah, no, my dick pics are all jokes. It's never my dick. Just my friends and stuff.
Oh.
It's always a guy named Dick or I found a CD with a guy standing on the front, and I poked my finger through the hole in the middle.
Oh, well, like that's
balls on there.
I was trying to come up with some good ones.
I like that. But like the ones like I've gotten, like, they're that. Just laying in bed and they just, I think they just whip it out and then they take a picture. And the worst is like when you open it and then you're like, you go to like block and they keep sending and they're like, you like it? I'm like, no, like absolutely not. Like, I'm trying to block you right now. They're like, don't like it? I'm like, no, ew, like, no.
Yeah. Well, you showed me one time that was like swinging.
Swinging, coming, jacking
oh,
off, coming, like, and I'm like, oh my God.
Yeah.
Like, I freak out. But somebody said they're like, for every one they send, I think they send it to a bunch of girls. They know that eventually maybe one will be like, okay.
I like this.
And that's the girl that's going to give him the HPV.
That's horrible.
Well, I think like sex has completely gone to hell in this country, and probably not just in this country, but in the world too. Because like with apps like Tinder and Grindr and all these
Bumble.
Different, yeah, all these things, they've just become like hookup sites.
Yes,
like,
yeah.
It's on, you know, demand sex.
Yeah, like pretty much. Like if I want to bang, I'm going to swipe right. If I don't, I'm gonna swipe left. I actually would just watch a movie about this. It was this movie called Newness.
What is it? Newness?
Newness.
We gotta watch two movies now.
Yeah. And then they had like, well, that's how their relationship started. And then like in the movie, I fell asleep halfway through it, so I have to watch it again. But I remember like that's how their relationship started was with the swipe business. And then like they got bored with each other, so they started swinging. And then like they had to go to counseling and all this shit started happening. And then,
I
don't
fall
know.
Asleep too.
Yeah.
That's sad, I think.
But, it's so sad. I've
well,
talked
just,
about
again,
this
like,
before,
there's
the
no,
swingers.
Like, with the whole swingers thing, like, I got no problem with them. Those guys are great. They spend a lot of money in my place. My hat's off to them. I'm not here to judge you. Look what I do for a living. Like, you know, one of the things that I do. Like, I'm not judging. But at one point, like, is your relationship, like, you know, there's, like, what's left that's special between you two? You know what I mean? Like,
mm-hmm.
I have
talked about this before, but I have met, like, seen... I love people watching. So wherever I go, I love just watching
you
people.
You voyeur.
No, not like that. Like, I cool river, people watching, like whatever, clubs. And this one couple, I'll never forget it. They're like, they came in together. A second couple came in. They're sitting in a booth. Within a little bit of time, the women switched and then
wife
sat
swap.
Around the other guys next to them. The guys kept ordering drinks, more and more and more and more drinks. And then I saw the girl in the bathroom and she actually started sobbing, crying with me.
Aww.
She didn't, they don't want to do this. This is, they do it because they think they're going to lose their partner. So that is what's really, really sad. And the women, you know.
And if you do, so what? Again, yeah. It goes back to what I've been saying this whole time. Like, if somebody doesn't like you for whatever reason, fuck you.
Right.
You know, like, right. I'm not down to swap. Like, listen, right. I had a cousin who was gay. I have no problem with gay people, but I'm not going to be gay because, like, I'm worried about this girl's not going to love me if I'm not gay. Like, it's just not happening.
So that makes me wonder, like, tell me a little bit, girlfriends, like, what's going on? Like, do you have any stories?
About what?
Your girlfriends?
No,
girlfriends?
Dating, for me, dating is an extremely hard thing. Because,
why is it?
One, because of, you know, I work so much. You know, I got so much stuff going on all the time, mm-hmm. that I have to plan everything. Like, again, I'm going on vacation and I have to plan it out 6 months in advance. Mm-hmm. And I have to just, you know, no matter what happens between now and that time, like, I have to get everything done. And if I don't, then I'm still going on vacation.
yeah, the effort.
Yeah, well, I mean, yeah. You just, you know, you try to cram it in as much as possible. Yeah. You know, a lot of people have the luxury of just saying, oh, well, you know, I work 9 to 5 and once I leave my right. job, fuck that place. I don't care what happens. Mm-hmm. Well, right. you know, you guys are in the same boat. Yeah. Like,
can't do my, that. My brain, 24
yeah,
hours.
I am it. Yeah. yeah. It's 24 hours. Mm-hmm. Like, and so a lot of the things, one thing that really hurts my dating life is this whole sex shop thing. They're like, oh, he's got a sex shop. He's got to have girls all over his house, or he's got to be, you know, some type of weirdo.
And he is so not like that at no. all. That's what the surprising
Listen,
thing is.
Listen, you know what the funny thing is? When I walk into my store, I see all I see is dollar signs mm-hmm. on the walls.
Mm-hmm. I can so
like,
relate.
You can literally come to my house and you like I don't even have a bottle of lube at my house.
I can
That's
so
what's
relate.
So funny with us too, because she like anybody asks if you like. My mom's like, I don't even wear lingerie. At all. Yeah. We just
I don't
sell
even like it.
Like I wear it's an weird. Old Fila's t-shirt to bed, and I got a hole in my sock. Like there's nothing sexy about my about yeah. It's just. It's just money on the wall. This is just a means to an end. Like, I own so many different things now, and I'm in so many different industries because of what this, like, I work so hard at this business to make it what it is that it's just sort of just giving me capital to do other things. Like, I own shopping right. centers. I buy and sell, you know, high-end exotic cars. You name it, you know.
That's what's the most interesting when you get to know you because right. I'm not going to, I mean, when I first met you, I mean, there's obviously preconceived ideas right. that someone has when you have a store like that, and the way you are and the way you look, it's kind of like you kind of go, yeah, I'm not sure.
Right.
When you get to know you better, you're totally the opposite.
Yeah, no,
like, you're
it's
just
money on
the
wall.
Sweetest
for me.
Guy, he well, really you. Is. He's so sweet, and I'm like, man, would you be a good boyfriend though?
Would I be a what?
Would you be a good boyfriend if you found the right girl?
Sure.
Yeah.
Listen, I got two. Most people have multifacets to them. I've yeah. got two. Like. If I like you and I'm cool with you, I'll break my neck for you. Like I will literally, you know, cut myself short just so you can like, you know, the people that I like can be successful. Mm-hmm. If I don't like you, I'll destroy you. Like I will no.
I can see that.
Yeah. I will even lose. I'll burn myself just so I can burn you down. You yeah. know, it's just two sides. That's it.
So like with girls too, like your relationships or
no,
no just people.
No,
just
I can't
people.
See him.
Yeah. Yeah.
yeah.
Like, if I don't care about you, I'm not going to help you.
Right, right.
Right.
I just don't. But, I mean, no, like, you know, I remember I dated a girl and she had some money problems and, like, you know, I was paying her rent for a little bit. And, like, before I knew it, like, I had spent, like, in the period of, like, 6 months, maybe, like, $100,000 just, like, keeping her alive.
Wow.
That's an expensive
And then the Yeah. And mm-hmm. then, well, then the relationship, you know, dissolved and I was like, okay, well, you know. No problem. No money. You know, no sweat off my back. I'll make that. I'll make 10 times that.
You're right.
Yeah. And then I wrote it off on my taxes. So.
Good for you.
Everybody who doesn't have an LLC, go register yourself an LLC. It's the best.
I heard that. Mm-hmm. I did.
Yeah. yeah.
iPhone 8. No problem. I'm going to write it. Look, if you have an LLC, that's the best thing you can have because you can pretty much write everything mm-hmm. you want off. Hell, I mean, fuck, I write my cigarettes off. Like, I'm like if I don't smoke, like, I'm going to kill someone. So,
I heard that. They're like your own yeah, we, name.
Right. Yeah. 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 You need to have that. On that note, I'll
help you guys with it if you guys don't have one.
We
yeah.
do.
You do?
Yeah.
Okay, cool.
On this note, we're going to end the first show.
Yeah.
Thank okay. you. And please give us your social media handles so everyone can go. And check out your store.
All you have to do is go go to Google and just type in the Spot Boutique or the Spot Dallas. I pop up number one.
Yeah.
I got the best SEO people in the biz.
Yes, you do.
Thank you.
Thank you, everyone.
Thank you.
If you enjoy our show, please take a moment to leave us a review and please subscribe so you will always be the first to know of the newest episodes. And please check out our website, tuposhboutique.com. and all our social media handles. Marcella?
You can find me on all social media at Marcella Ranieri. I think on Facebook, it's Marcella.Ranieri, but everywhere else, I didn't get very creative. So just MarcellaRaneri.
With Lee? I think all of my handles, like Snapchat, Instagram, everything, Twitter, is Langford7wit, and it's LANGFORD, the number 7, and then WHIT.
And mine is Gabby Talks, and the rest of it is all Tuposh. They all stole all my social media and made it all into Tuposh, which is fine.
But T-O-O-P-O-S-H. Because some people don't understand.
Oh, yeah. That's right. Yeah. T-O-O-P-O-S-H. Boutique, B-O-U-T-I-Q-U-E is our website. And it is Tuposh Boutique on Instagram as well, on Twitter, Snapchat, and everything. And my Instagram is Gabby Talks, and on Facebook I'm Gabrielle
Gilmore
Kindler. My maiden name. So everyone,
have a sparkly day.
Thank you for listening.
Thank you.